Welcome to Israel 18 News at 6 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. As dawn breaks across Israel, a calm and cool morning is expected in major cities like Tel Aviv and Haifa. Jerusalem will see a mild day with plenty of sunshine, perfect for early risers or those planning a morning walk. Here are today's headlines. First, according to the Times of Israel, Lebanon reports at least 3 fatalities and over 20 injuries from Israeli strikes following a Hezbollah drone attack. This was reported 3 hours ago. Also, the Jerusalem Post mentions that earlier this hour, Iran's leadership is contemplating escalation amid U.S. concerns over possible military and cyber attacks. Also this hour, Ynet reports that Iran launched missiles toward Jordan with reports of a powerful explosion. This happened this morning, with interceptions visible from the Sea of Galilee. Separately, JNS notes that a senior House Democrat has warned that the U.S.-Saudi nuclear deal may lead to nuclear weapons development. This remark was made 8 hours ago. And finally, JTA highlights a dispute involving Mark Ruffalo and Paramount over anti-Semitism allegations. This has Hollywood's Jewish community taking sides. Reaction has been swift on social media. OSINT613, an open source intelligence analyst, posted earlier today that Iran's foreign ministry claims U.S. sanctions threaten international law and are unacceptable worldwide. Hen Mazig, an Israeli activist and commentator, shared that Hakim Jeffries, a top Democrat, has condemned anti-Semitism linked to Hassan Piker, as reported on CNN. Gideon Saar, a prominent Israeli politician, announced that Dutch representatives will be expelled from the International Support Center for Gaza in Kiryat Gat. This decision follows Dutch legislation banning trade in Israeli products from certain areas. Now, for more on those stories. Starting with the situation in Lebanon. The Times of Israel reports that Israeli strikes have resulted in casualties following a Hezbollah drone attack. This attack by the Iran-backed group comes amidst heightened tensions in the region. For civilians, this means increased instability along the border. Turning to Iran's potential escalation, the Jerusalem Post outlines concerns from U.S. officials over possible military and cyber attacks by Iran. This follows Iran gaining confidence in its military capabilities during the ongoing conflict. The implications could affect diplomatic efforts and cybersecurity across the region. Meanwhile, Ynet reports Iran's missile launch towards Jordan. The interception over Jordan targeted a U.S. base, marking a significant development in regional hostilities. This incident underscores the growing tensions involving Iran and its neighboring countries. In a related development, JNS highlights concerns over the U.S.-Saudi nuclear deal. Congressman Brad Sherman warned that it could pave the way for a Saudi nuclear weapons program. This adds another layer to the complex nuclear dynamics in the Middle East. Finally, the JTA covers the Hollywood controversy involving Mark Ruffalo. The actor's comments linking a media merger to Israel's actions have sparked debate within the Jewish community. The fallout reflects broader tensions over media representation and Middle Eastern politics. On the economic front, first, CTEK reports that Bizabo, an Israeli event tech company, is laying off dozens as part of a restructuring effort. This is part of a shift to a faster, more agile platform. Separately, according to Globes, Spain's prime minister has blamed Israel for the migrant crisis in Ceuta, citing the spread of disinformation on social networks. And finally, Ynet Business reveals that Lower Saxony will invest 200 million euros in Germany to produce Iron Dome components, circumventing Qatar's influence. This initiative could strengthen Israel's defense cooperation with Germany. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Saturday. Our next update is at 7 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.